Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Do you get a little sadder, a little bit lower in energy during the winter, no matter what your climate is? I know I can do that. Just a little bit hard to get me motivated. And I thought that going to a warmer location during the winter would help. So I'm in the Midwest of the U.S. and I went down to Florida a few times and it actually made it worse because I was still unmotivated. I was just unmotivated someplace where it was warmer out and I didn't necessarily want to get back into life. And it only hits me during the winter months, and it's not the entire winter. It just will be for a few days at a time. But what I found in the past is that I would spend an awful lot of time trying to fix that. And whenever I work with my clients, they'll come in and they typically have a laundry list of things that they want to address because I am usually number 8 in the things that they've tried. So maybe they've tried therapy and they've tried groups. They've tried classes and workshops and retreats, and each new thing that they try, they add on, they want to address something else. So by the time they get to me, we got some stuff we need to be working on. But what I have found is that a lot of times we will distract ourselves from the things that we want to take care of because we are looking for permanent solutions to temporary problems. That's what I was doing with getting low energy during the winter. And I just needed to be able to learn to go with it instead of coming at it from the place of, oh, I'm missing something. Don't have everything that I need. That's the reason why some of the things you've tried in the past, maybe like affirmations, you're affirming that you don't have it, or you wouldn't go around chanting and try to convince yourself that you do. So before we get into part 3 of your identity upgrade, that 2022 can be the year you go from goal setting into actually goal getting, those dreams into reality. But it's not the how, it's the who. Who do you need to be? The fuller expression of you. You've already got it. It's just in seed form and it hasn't been nurtured and nourished in a way that it is now a permanent part of your personality. It comes and goes. So we're looking at that identity upgrade. But before we get into the rules around that identity upgrade, I want you to be focused on what's going to have you fulfilled, not trying to fix what's broken. You are not broken. You are not flawed. You do not need to be fixed. You just learn some patterns. You were conditioned to have certain experiences that don't showcase your brilliance. Well, let's begin to look at the list, but categorize what needs to happen in order for you to be fulfilled, not what needs to be fixed. See, we have been taught to accept who we are, but to love our potential. That's how we can fall in love with other people. We accept who they are, but we can fall in love with who they can be. But that means our love is conditional. See, out of the 4 levels of spiritual maturity, level 1 being able to control yourself through your power centers. And I'll be talking more about this as the month goes on. But there are four power centers where you create a container for who you really are, bringing yourself out at your best. Well, what we can do is not have those containers, but tap into someone else's container and go, we are going to love our life once they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and we're doing what we're supposed to do. No, you're going to feel more fulfilled because you're bringing more of yourself out, but you got it backwards. It's not that you accept yourself, you accept them and you fall in love with the potential that may or may not happen. You're making your love conditional. Need to turn that around to where you love yourself now, and then you accept the potential. The potential, whether or not it's activated, won't have any more love. See, that's the second step of spiritual maturity, is being able to receive love, because you have to receive before you can achieve. And your higher power is telling you right now that they will never love you more. There is nothing you can do that will have your higher power love you more. There are things that you can do where you will feel that the quality of your life has upgraded, but you won't be any more loved. So love who you are now and accept your potential, whether or not you act on it. Love is not conditional. Okay, so let's get into the three mental rules that will cover your identity upgrade. So there have been 9 of them that we've covered in this series. And what we want to look at today is what focused on comes to fruition. It's also known as the target, where focus goes, energy flows. And it simply means that your subconscious mind is a goal-seeking mechanism. It wants to know what the target is, which is the reason why you got so screwed up over love, because you were taught it was conditional. If you had good enough grades, if you were quiet enough, if you took on more responsibility in the household, if you said how high when somebody told you to jump, you thought, well, if I do this, they'll finally give me the love that I want. That's how they manipulated and controlled you for their benefit, because then they changed it. You jumped high enough, you kept quiet enough, you did everything that they wanted, and they went, oh, just one more thing. Okay, so the subconscious says, no, let me know what I'm supposed to be focusing on. And this is the reason why on the three pillars of upgrades that I'm taking my private clients through right now, the first thing I have them focusing on is what do they value? Now, when you come to work with me in your first session, you have a session, you have a follow-up acceleration, success acceleration coaching call, you have access to a online course of how to program your subconscious all on your own, because I want you to be empowered. And then you typically have another bonus class. Right now, my clients are getting a class the third Saturday in January, how to go from goal setting into goal getting. So when you decide to work with me, that's the package you get. It's called Jumpstart Your Success, Jumpstart Your Results package. And your investment is $497. Now, after that, if you decide that you want to continue to work with me, you have that ability to work with me up to 90 minutes every single week, to where I'm teaching you these things that I'm touching on today, the three pillars of upgrades, focusing on what you value And how do we discover that? Well, there's a values test that you go through. And we look at what's great about you. And we also look at the ways that you have weak values. And in those areas where they are weak, that's how you've been manipulated. That's how you've been triggered. And so we look at what needs to do to place your power in a way that protects those areas. Okay, so what you focus on is what comes to fruition. Everything you do in your life is based on what you value. Challenge is, out of the six values, you've got two of them. They've got their strong areas. They've got their painful programming that you've accepted. They've got their wounds. They've got their wealth, going from wounded to wealth. But these are values that you didn't even choose. They were chosen for you. So you have the value of certainty, variety, worthiness, validation, growth, and leadership. Each of them has a painful programmed side. Each of them has a wealth side that brings you out at your very best. But are you even focusing on the correct values? Because the value is the journey to get to the goal. But if the goal and the value are not in harmony, if they're not aligned, then it's going to take you even longer to get there. And you're never going to get there by focusing on the wounded part of you that's been conditioned. It can never do enough in order to be loved. So the target, you have to choose, what are you going to value? Under certainty, it can be safety. You are dependent upon other people, places, and things to be okay. Nope. Security. Security says, if it is to be, it is up to me. I am discovering where my brilliance is, and I'm going to bring that out. Or maybe it's variety, because we need an influx of different experiences. Now, those different experiences can come to you through drama, crisis, chaos, and confusion, or through freedom of choices. The reason why there's typically drama, crisis, chaos, and confusion is the person feels like they don't have a choice. They have no way to make it better. It's known as learned helplessness. Okay, well, we got to give you your power back by going, oh no, you can choose. But we need to bring out the side of your personality that is spiritually mature, not the wounded younger part of you that is trying to function in an adult world, because they can't. They couldn't do it when you first received the programming and conditioning of pain and suffering. They sure in the heck can't do it now all these years later. I'm just going to throw this out there. A little girl that is raised be seen and not heard can have challenges with her weight when she gets older. Well, she's being seen. And her body is speaking the only way it knows how to be heard. That just giving you some insight on that. Okay? So, what is focused on comes to fruition. We need to make sure that you have a value that is congruent with where you want to go in life and the destination that is calling you. Okay. The next rule is when it is your subconscious and your conscious, when it is your imagination and analytics, the subconscious and the imagination win every single time. This rule is known as the winner. Every single time. See, your subconscious holds all of your habits and patterns for success or failure. It holds all of your emotions. It's the storehouse of your memories. It's running your entire autonomic nervous system right now without you even thinking about it. You don't have to think about breathing. If you cut yourself, it heals you. And it will determine how you get to your destination. But it will do that based on its programming and conditioning. So you can make decisions all day long about oh, you want to have this goal with your health and you want to make this amount of money and this is how your relationships are going to look and this is how your career is going to support you and this is all the areas of life that you're going to discover and explore. If you do not have subconscious agreement on it, you are not going anywhere. You will self-sabotage because the subconscious thought that's what it was supposed to do. So until you get it into agreement with what it is that you want to experience in life, it's going to be hit and miss. And when you do get it, it won't stick around. So you have to use your imagination and the subconscious. All right, which is the reason why I use hypnosis. It's the easiest way to tap into it. It's the reason why every single private client I have is taught how to do their own self-hypnosis. I want you to be empowered, not reliant on me. Remember how I said the very first value of certainty is dysfunctional when it's safety. I got to be dependent upon other people, places, and things to be okay. No, I'm not going to enable you. I'm going to empower you. And then the last rule, for the mental level, we got three levels, physical, emotional, and mental. This is the top of your pyramid of power. And that's the job description. You have a lot of different aspects to your personality, not multiple personalities. That is a mental health disorder. I'm talking about aspects of you. So one part of your personality comes out when you're having a good time with your friends. And another part of your personality comes out when you've got a job to do at work and you need to get it completed. Another part of your personality comes out when you're with your significant other. It's an intimate moment. And another part of your personality comes out when you're with your kids or younger adults. Okay. Here's when we get screwed up. The part of our personality that gets triggered is not the part that is congruent with the situation we find ourselves in. Had this happen with a client where she actually had someone come up that she did not know that and began to verbally abuse her. Because, you know, society right now, people just, they're crazy, just crazy. And she decided to offer the woman grace that that the woman was triggered about something and just, you know, give her the space to be okay. No, because abuse is abuse. Someone walks up and starts abusing you. The child that's within you that has been taught that when an adult raises their voice and decides to give you criticism, that you're supposed to stand there and take it, that part of your personality should not be triggered. Instead, it's going to be the part of you that protects you, that holds up that hand and says, I am not open to this conversation with you now or ever, and then walks away, which is what my client tried to do, was just walk away, which she thought was a functional side. No, there are assholes out there that when you walk away from them, they're like a rabid dog and they think they need to chase you down. And that's when you bring out the part of you that goes, we ain't taking this any further. No, we're done. You are done. And then you walk away. You walk away as a victor, not as someone who is going, well, maybe they didn't mean it. Maybe they're having a hard day. Their why is none of your gosh darn business. You're there to create a sacred space for being your best. And sometimes being your best is going to be a bitch. So you need to look at the job description on the certain aspects of your personality because you would not be listening to me if the wounded part of you wasn't getting triggered and trying to show up and handle life in a way that's healthy and functional when they're wounded.
That part of you can't handle it. But because the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole, the wounded side also has the wealthy side that has the skill set, that has the emotional optimization, that has the focus that says, this is how we're going to make it happen. You got to give the trigger a new meaning. And that meaning is that when a situation tries to take your power away, you're going, this is how I am fulfilled. This is how I choose to move forward. This is what I'm focusing on. But you're not going to get that unless the subconscious mind has been told what to focus on. And then from there, how to use the creativity in your imagination to find all the ways to express yourself at your healthiest in context of the situation. Okay, so if I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. You can call or text me for a consult, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to put in goal getting. If you leave me a message or if you text me that you want a consult, consult with goal getting. Because then that lets me know when we have our consult, if you decide that you want to work with me, that you also get that bonus class. Of the goal setting into goal getting. It's one of the bonuses I'm offering my private clients right now, but you got to remind me. Okay. You can do hard things. You've done them in the past. And it does take effort to upgrade this way. But I have complete belief in you and that this is what you can do because it's part of who you are. You already have the seeds of magnificence and brilliance within you. You just haven't had enough experiences to believe otherwise. So until you can develop your own belief, just borrow mine. Blessings on your brilliance and your journey. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.